We roll right along.
Oh, I see him.
Oh.
I see our guy. Woo! Bright and early on a Wednesday morning. Joe Ostrowski, the camera is live.
Good morning. Figured out. Finally. Yeah. Yeah. See, they don't know. They probably do know, actually. Common sense would tell you. If you need a problem fixed, like around the house, my wife doesn't even bother asking me anymore. It's kind of emasculating. It used to be early in the marriage, right to the father-in-law, my father-in-law, her dad. Now it's like other friends of ours. Like, don't even bother me. You know what? You got to call Phil. Call Phil. Like, oh, every little thing. The house is broken. Oh, this is, I can't believe it. And because she knows we're screwed. Because I have no chance of fixing anything in the house. I'm the furthest thing from a handyman. So me trying to figure out this camera issue took a little while, technically, but we eventually got here, and I'm sure we'll be here again tomorrow.
Just like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, we'll always find our way home.
Real. How about that? I mean, Paul Aspen, not by design, he picks the Chiefs the day after the biggest Chiefs story of the entire offseason. We'll have to break down some of those prop bets that are offshore. I don't know if you've seen any of them. Boy, did they get creative. Good ways to get people to talk about your sports book. So we'll get to that coming up. But yeah, while the Chiefs are the story because of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, whether you want to believe it or not, I'm still holding out on my stance that this is all fake. This is all about publicity. But people have been telling me I'm wrong for years. 15-2, Sam. 15-2 last year. And they were the one seed. But it wasn't in impressive fashion. They just won. They didn't care about covering your point spread. They did that less than half the time. And people would get frustrated because they want to bet on the Chiefs. And they would bet on the Chiefs. And it wasn't the same explosive offense that we got used to in the past. This past season, they were third worst explosive passing offense. Dead last explosive rushing offense. But because Mahomes doesn't turn the ball over, they did enough to get the job done. One score games. 11-0. That's any other team in the NFL, Sam. We're having a conversation. They're screwed. You don't go 11-0 in this league. But because it's Mahomes, because it's Andy Reid, tell me if I'm wrong. That's not the reaction. That's not my reaction. How is it for you when you see 11-0 with Kansas City and one score games last year?
You can't possibly expect that to continue.
No.
But that said, I don't think they're going to go 3-8 in one score games this year. Their team is defensively driven now. Their defense has surpassed their offense. And, you know, I don't like to make direct comparisons, but it's very similar. My vibes around Kansas City are the same vibes I used to have around New England. It's almost like the regular season is elementary to them. I don't want to say it doesn't matter because it does. And last year, of course, they go 15-2 and clinch home field. But they can win in the playoffs no matter where they are. So for me, it's simple. Keep 15 up. Keep them healthy. Keep Kelce interested. And just get into the playoffs. And we know the number. They're minus 115, minus 120 to win the division, which they probably win again. They've won it 9 years in a row, despite every year. Kansas City, maybe we take a shot at Kansas City. Maybe we take them off line one. Good luck. I'd like it to be Denver. I love Denver's roster, but I doubt the second-year quarterbacks. I doubt guys like Bo Nix because that second year is usually a humbling experience. Oh, you like the Chargers. Okay. Well, Rashawn Slater's off for the year. And now Joe Alt's at left tackle. McConkey's been banged up. Who knows what's up with Najee Harris? I know Harbaugh's an awesome coach and that team wins games, but are we really trying to dethrone Kansas City in the West? I'm not. So you have a win total, 11.5. It's a really good number.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very easy to go either way. I could sell you on the over. I could sell you on the under. Watch them win 11 or 12. But then when they get in, you got to beat the best quarterback in the playoffs. And that's sort of how I handicap Kansas City. They were very good last year against the number, too, in the regular season. They were covering spreads like crazy. And I remember vividly, we had people on this show, oh, Kansas City can't keep covering, can't keep covering. And then they did. They were a tremendous cover team last year. Good teams win, great teams cover. They did both last season. Then you get to the Super Bowl, and some of the flaws are exposed. You can definitely run on the Chiefs. The problem is a lot of teams, they try and get in these passing duels with Mahomes. It's very mental when you play Kansas City because you know at the end of the day, you have to outlast Patrick Mahomes. And a lot of teams try, a lot of teams fail.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I mentioned it wasn't the most impressive fashion because with a 15-0 record, their point differential is plus 59. What? You're 15-2. How is it plus 59? That's not supposed to happen. Mentioned 11-0 in one score games. Even more impressive, it's now 15 straight wins in one score games. Wow. 15 in a row. So, yeah, this has gone over a couple of years. You mentioned winning the West 9 straight years. I mean, my first thought is this not the easiest bet? I see a minus 105 out there. We're always looking which team can beat the Chiefs in the West. Which team? We do it on a yearly basis. Now they're going for a decade straight winning the division. Why aren't we betting Chiefs minus 105?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I have heard a lot of sharp people, and it's funny when I say that because you think I'm going to tell you something very, you know, next level or very rare or very interesting. No, it's just the Bills to win the division and the Chiefs to win the division. Hmm. I've heard that more and more in the last 30 days than I've heard anything else. You know, a lot of people want hot takes. They want the Panthers to win the NFC South. They want the Raiders to make the playoffs. Huh. Guys I know are parlaying KC and Buffalo to win their divisions. Not overthinking it. Of course.
I love that. And Brinson was talking about that, but you know we didn't want to go down that road because we spent enough time on the Lions yesterday. But he was throwing in the Lions, and I know when he said that what you were thinking because I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, nah, dude, that's going to mess up the parlay. That's kind of where we're at. But if you just leave Bills Chiefs, like that's probably the move. So there you go, 11.5. Okay, I looked at the win total. So you mentioned the long winning streak with the division. Let's look in the last 12 years in the win total. 10-2 to the over. 10-2 to the over. Last 12 years. So they went under in 2023. The number was 11.5, just like this year. They won 11 games. 2021, the number was 12.5. They won 12 games. Got you by the hook. So 10-2, yeah, that's probably not the worst move in the world. As far as this roster, where do we need to start? What's your first thought on what is going to be most impactful when it comes to the 2025 Chiefs season?
Who's healthy and who's ready to go in the receiver room? Because I think that is something that we all pay attention to. Do you get a bought-in Rashee Rice? Is he healthy? Is he able to bounce back? We'll see. You know, what's up with Hollywood Brown? What's up with Xavier Worthy? There are a lot of issues, I think, with Kansas City. Guys that are talented, and we know they're talented, they have issues either staying on the field or issues off the field. When they're all out there, I think it's a very decent and well-rounded playmaker room. And you know what you get from Kelce. I think, though, from a roster standpoint, you know, when we rank the teams and put them in order, you know, Kansas City's not in my top three anymore in terms of power rating. They were for a long time. They were either one or two most years. But now I've got Baltimore 1, Buffalo 2, Philly 3. I think Kansas City has the fourth best roster. Man to man, you know, that's a total 53-man roster. But the weight in the playoffs cannot be ramped up enough because they know how to win, and they've proven it. It's so weird to me. Like, I'm almost not interested in the regular season for Kansas City. I know we just sort of hinted at betting the division, but I don't want to bet over at 11.5. I don't want to bet Mahomes MVP. I don't want to bet every Travis Kelce over, which I heard a ton of yesterday. Oh, he's got to go over. It's his last season. No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. It's ridiculous.
Just stay healthy. They just have to go through the motions and get in. But I honestly think, from top to bottom, they are no longer a top three team in the NFL. Ask me that question, though, when we turn the calendar to January and the Chiefs are a 3-point dog against Baltimore or a 2.5-point dog against Buffalo. Who are you going to bet then? It's a different conversation when you get to that second season.
I like your idea about the offense. Remember, it was Kelce. Kelce was the leading receiver, and he wasn't great last year. So, yeah, as far as player props, you're spot on. Like, that was my thought when going over this team and looking for bets. I don't want anything to do with anybody's season-long prop. I don't know what Kelce's role is going to be. I don't know, is it going to be more Worthy? Is it going to be more Rice? And then you mentioned Hollywood Brown as well. But if all three are on the field, they're going to be in a really strong spot. And they got no explosion from their passing game a year ago. So who's going to be the difference maker? If they're all on the field, this seems better than they were a year ago. And they almost got the three-peat. I know it wasn't a close game. And we told you it probably wasn't going to be a close game, even though everybody was like, oh, you got to go Chiefs. You got to go Chiefs. We were all Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. But like, they made it to the Super Bowl, and I think they're better this year. I'm going to answer my own question. You went to the receiving group. I go to the offensive line. They've got some changes on the left side. It's going to be really interesting. Now, this was part of their issue last year, a lot of injuries going down. The right side, very strong. There were a lot of teams hopeful that they wouldn't bring back Trey Smith. They were able to get that deal worked out. They have a young Creed Humphrey who's terrific at center, but we've got changes on the left side. You have a rookie left tackle you took at the end of the first round in Josh Simmons out of Ohio State, and then Joe Tooney, you trade him to the Bears, your left guard. So how is that going to work out? We are talking about the franchise, Patrick Mahomes, protecting his blind side. So that left side of the line, I think they're going to get it worked out. They usually do. And if somebody's not getting the job done, first round pick or not, they're going to yank them. We're not going to mess around with the blind side of Patrick Mahomes here. They always find a way, but that certainly stands out to me. Just reworking that blind side and starting left tackle brand new for the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's going to be very interesting.
There will be growing pains, but the hope there, if you're a Kansas City fan, is that they get better over the course of the season, which is what they've done since Mahomes took over. But here's a pretty telling stat. So Mahomes has been the starter in Kansas City for 7 seasons. I'm going to read you the rankings chronologically. This is KC's rank points-wise across the league. Mahomes' first year, they're number 1 in points. Okay, pretty good. The next year, 5, then 6, then 4, then 1. So dominant, bordering on elite offenses for those first 5 seasons. 1, 5, 6, 4, 1. Very, very good. The last 2 years, 15 and 15. The offensive explosion production is not what it used to be. But they're so good on defense that it hasn't mattered. They may have depreciated offensively in terms of lighting up the scoreboard, but their defense is so much better that it doesn't really matter anymore. They don't have to outscore you anymore. They can outguard you. They can outdefend you. That's how tough it is to beat them. The offense has taken a step back, but they still went 15-2.
All right, I just plugged in Bills, Chiefs, 2-team parlay, win their divisions, plus 180.
Yeah, that's a good bet. I don't care what anybody says. Yesterday I said, watch me tease 3-9. Watch me parlay the Chiefs and the Bills.
The hell out of it. Many, many units. Let's not overthink it. Those people are smart. I'll say that. Joe O, Sammy P, Jeff Schwartz, he's going to hang out. We'll talk more Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get to our power rankings top of the hour right here on the BetMGM Network.